Please be seated. Good morning. Welcome to church. I'm glad you're here on what is a sad day for our family of faith. I'm glad we can all be together. The parables of Jesus seldom have a clear-cut moral, but today's text is different. The moral of the story is that life is not fair. The last to come got the same wage or reward as the first. That's just not fair. This is probably the very first lesson we learn in life. It's not fair that you have to go to bed when you're not sleepy, and mom and dad get to stay up. There are any number of injustices you suffer at the hands of siblings or playmates, on the playground, growing up. We learn early and bitterly that life is not fair. We all learned it again last week, the tragic death of one of our own by gunshot. You personally may not have known Micah Dancy, but you can't be around Nativity for more than 1 or 2 weeks without knowing his parents, David and Dees Dancy. Their youngest son was hanging out with a friend on Thursday night when the friend pointed what he thought was an unloaded gun at his best friend, pulled the trigger, and killed Micah Dancy. Yeah, they were drinking. That's what 20-somethings do. There was marijuana in the house. Marijuana is legal. They were of legal age. And yeah, they had no business horsing around with a gun. Who among us hasn't done something risky? Whether driving a car, playing sports, or balancing on a tipsy chair in the kitchen when you know full well you should be on a ladder. Any one of those things can harm us or even lead to death. We all do risky things. For the most part, we get away with them. But once in a while, luck runs out. What is so tragic about Micah's death is that it just isn't fair. This is a family that doesn't own any guns. They have deep convictions against killing. The peace sign is one of Dees Dancy's most favorite emblems, whether it's jewelry or on a tote bag or artwork in her house. This is a family that doesn't do much social drinking. I've seen David Dancy nurse one beer over a 3-hour dinner party. That their son should die by a handgun just isn't fair. That there should be drinking involved doesn't seem fair as well. Most of us are in shock. We know these people. Some of you grew up with one of the Dancy boys. Or your kids did. Or maybe your grandkids. That this could happen to one of our own, to us, doesn't seem real. This stuff happens somewhere else. Out of our shock come many things, sorrow, of course, and grief. Most of us don't know what to say or even what to think. We're just numb. I've spent hours over the last few days just mindlessly surfing the web. Not a thought in my head. As I left home to come to church today, I had my purse in one hand and my hat in the other, and I stood at the car door and I said, "Where is my hat? Where is my hat?" Oh, yeah, it's in my hand. Besides grief, there's also anger. Not at any one person, really, even the shooter. Not at God, though it's understandable if you feel that way. What I'm talking about is that sort of generalized, random anger, that this could even happen. It isn't fair. And then there's confusion. Why do bad things happen to good people? As people of faith and goodness, shouldn't the Dancys be spared? Regrettably, there is no answer to these questions, to the whys, and the anger, and the confusion. There is no explanation or rationale to the utter unfairness of it. Life just doesn't provide those printouts that we wish we could get from time to time. But what life does provide, if you're willing to keep showing up, is what's in this room today. It's community. Have you ever heard of the Cheerios effect? It comes from the world of fluid mechanics. It is the odd phenomenon of small objects like coins, dimes, that aren't supposed to float, they're supposed to sink. But when they're in a fluid with each other, they float. Dimes float. And more than that, they cluster together. The way that breakfast cereal clumps together in a bowl of milk, that's why engineers have sort of humorously called this the Cheerios effect. You know how Cheerios just kind of clump together in your bowl? This floating and clumping is due to surface tension. That's what we are right now. We're Cheerios. We're going to float. We're going to help each other float. We're going to help the Dancys float. And we're going to clump together as we float, because what binds us together isn't surface tension, but a deep inner resolve that each one of us belongs to God. And God belongs to us. And not just us, but God belongs to all things. It is our deepest conviction that the universe, notwithstanding hurricanes in Texas, devastation in Puerto Rico, and earthquakes in Mexico, even with all that, the universe is really good. The promises of God are new every morning, says the psalmist. But it's over the long haul that we discover that goodness. Over the passing of time, we learn these things, that the universe is for us, not against us, no matter what it may seem like at any given moment. God is with us, even going before us, ahead of us, to lower the mountains and raise the valleys, so that we can walk a straight path safely and unafraid. These are statements of faith. This is our faith. Not everyone accepts them. That's okay. This is my faith, because over the long haul of my life, I have seen the moral of the story, that's not fair, cut both ways. Because at this very moment, Micah Dancy is enjoying the same eternal bliss as Mother Teresa. Not because he was better than Mother Teresa or even as good as Mother Teresa. What do I know? Maybe Mother Teresa wasn't as good as Micah Dancy. What I do know is that God lavishes goodness on all of us, whether we deserve it or not. Whether we are at this business of life all day, like the first workers in the parable today, or for just an hour, like Micah. God pours out goodness and love, whether we deserve it or not. God's love is not fair. What it is unmeasurable, unstoppable, unquenchable, inexhaustible. What it is endless, and it is beyond wonderful. And it is where Micah Dancy is right now. Snug in the middle of golden bliss. It's where we're all going to be someday. But in the meantime, we need to be Cheerios. We need to float, and we need to help each other float. And we need to help each other remember that we belong to God, and God is for us.